John chapter 12, 3 to 6. Then Mary took a pound of ointment, a very valuable pure nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the ointment. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" But he said this not because it mattered to him concerning the poor, but because he was a thief, and holding the purse, carried off what was put into it.
Mary represents the dear ones who love the Lord very much, and who pour out what they hold most precious upon the Lord. They love the Lord so much that they gave the best to the Lord. This is what Mary did. She poured the costly ointment upon the feet of the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. In her heart, nothing was so dear, so precious, and so costly as the Lord. She, along with many others like her, loved the Lord with the best she had. Her estimate of the Lord was that he was more valuable and lovable than anything else. For her, the Lord was the most precious and the most costly one. Mary's pouring the precious ointment upon the Lord Jesus is a sign of the proper church life. Although you may realize that Mary anointed the Lord Jesus with the best ointment, perhaps you have not seen that this is the sign of the church life. The main characteristic of the church life is anointing the Lord with our best love. The main expression, aspect, and characteristic of the church life is that we pour out our ointment upon Him. The church here is likened to a house that is filled with the preciousness, the sweetness, and the pleasantness of the aroma of the ointment poured out upon the Lord Jesus. This ought to be the main expression of a local church. When you come into a local church, the first thing that you should smell is the loving ointment poured out upon the Lord Jesus. It is not simply that Mary loved the Lord, but that she poured out her best upon the Lord, and this becomes a sign of the proper church life. In a proper church life, we all must love the Lord to such an extent.